Welcome. This is the Smoky Acre Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie, and I'm back, y'all. I never wanted to leave in the first place, but certain life things just got too busy. If you backtrack in my episodes, you know that mid-episode I spilled on my laptop, and it is... Rest in peace, my laptop. I never got a new one. And then my phone that I had, the storage was completely full. So half the time I couldn't even have the Anchor app downloaded. And then I also couldn't like save audio or anything. But I recently just got a new phone, maybe like a month or so ago, which is allowing me to now start recording podcast episodes again. And I'm so excited. I've been really wanting to get back on here and get this restarted. So much has happened. There's been so many things since my last episode, because I think it was like early fall, late summer was my last episode. So we've had a bunch of months and life has not slowed down around here at all. So these next few episodes will kind of, I'm just going to break down the life updates a little bit just so I don't throw it all into one episode. But I'm really hoping to just like get this restarted, breathe some new life into this podcast because it's something that I really enjoy doing and it's like a nice little thing to look forward to. Moving forward, there are going to be some changes to this episode. Or to this podcast, I mean. excuse me. I am not going to have a schedule. So there won't be an episode every single week. Sometimes there might be two episodes in one week. So it really just depends on how I'm feeling and how busy my life is. My work schedule tends to fluctuate quite a bit. And we have our wedding coming up and all sorts of things. So to kind of like take that pressure off of having a set schedule will make this a way more enjoyable process for me. Another thing that I will be doing is not overly editing episodes. With the previous episodes, I used to sit there and nitpick out all my extra ums or like that cough I just had. I would have edited that out or Nika walking around jingling her collar over here. I would have edited all that out because I was just a little self-conscious about appearing professional. But that's not a very accurate representation of my life and how things run around here. So if things seem a little more laid back or not as like professionally put together, that is, I guess, on purpose, but also, like, I am just trying to make this a way more fun experience for myself and kind of, like, take the pressure off of it. Nika, will you please lay down? I am in our bedroom right now, sitting on the bed because it's probably one of the quieter rooms, and we have all these pillows stacked up on the back, and she just had to climb them all, and she is now on the bigger pillow behind my shoulders here, like a little parrot. Also moving forward, this is still gonna remain a homestead podcast. This is Smoky Acre Farm, and that is primarily gonna be the content that I put on here, talking about life around here, the animals, gardening, the renovation projects that we have going on, etc. But also, I'm going to relax that a little bit so that I can leave room for myself to dive into topics that I'm really passionate about. There was things last year that I had these ideas for podcast episodes, but it didn't quite fit into the theme of what I was trying to do. And so I would scratch those off my list as things that I could do. Which again, I'm trying to make this a more fun experience for myself. So the theme or central idea of this podcast is going to be a little more relaxed. I'm trying to do just more of a lifestyle podcast. So the homesteading side of things, but also things that I'm just really passionate about, and letting this podcast adapt with my life. I'm also hoping to add more interviews into the lineup of episodes, whether that is people who I just really admire in life, those who have interesting things that I think everyone would be interested in, or other people who have homesteads and farms. So I'm hoping, or things related to that area. So I'm hoping to do more interviews with people and get that content on here. I really enjoy interviewing people. It's more just so about lining those interviews up, which I don't have any in the books right now, as I'm just like getting this back up and running, but that will be the idea moving forward. Yeah, so if there is anything that you are hoping to hear, things you are curious about, people you want to hear from, what you want to hear from this podcast moving forward, please send those my way. We have a Smoky Acre Farm email account, which it's smokyacrefarm@gmail.com, and Smoky is with an E, so Smokey Acre Farm. Otherwise, we do have our Instagram account, which we have been continuing to post on, even though this podcast hasn't been up and running. That's kind of like Kyle kind of runs that account a little bit more as his personal account, so you'll see lots of his woodworking projects, forging things, and just life around here. I think you had just posted a video of one of our chickens' fluffy butt like flying off of our deck the other day. So lots of content like that on there, and you can always message suggestions, ideas, questions through there. I'm always happy to answer those. All right, so now on to kind of what has been going on here for the past half a year, handful of months. I should have went back to look, but I believe the last episode I recorded and posted was in August of last year, because I want to say we did apple harvesting around that time. So a lot has happened since last August. I suppose that's almost a year. I thought we were only like 6 months since the last time I recorded, but almost a year out. A lot has happened. Life is crazy and busy as ever around here. Last September, a cute little Springer Spaniel who's now named Archie was born, and 7 weeks later we were able to pick him up, so we added another little Springer Spaniel into our life. I know a lot of people who listen to this already know that, but he is just adorable, and he is now, oh gosh, like 10 months now? Am I doing that math right? And he is so big. When we got him, he was just like a little fluffy peanut. And now he is bigger than Jasper, our other Springer Spaniel. And he is so goofy. He behaves most of the time. Honestly, he behaves really well when we're out in public. He's great with other dogs. He's great with children. He listens really well if we want to bring him to a brewery and sit on the patio. But when we are home, he tends to forget that rules are involved. So if he's outside, he spends his time on a tie-out. But every once in a while, he just runs right out the door or whatever, and then I look like a big old idiot chasing around my giant puppy who doesn't listen to me. So he forgets that his name is Archie when we're home and I'm trying to get him to do something. Other than that, he is such a good boy and super cuddly. He doesn't know what personal space or boundaries are, so he's all up in everyone's face all the time. Like, you can't sit on the couch without him full on climbing you and licking your face. But he just wants love. He's adorable. And him and Jasper get along pretty well. Jasper's our other Springer Spaniel. He'll be 7 this fall. And when he was a little puppy, Jasper was annoyed. And then there was a phase when Jasper and Archie played together all the time. And then Archie got bigger than Jasper. And Jasper's kind of over it. Like, doesn't really want to play with him. So we try to get Archie time with other dogs who actually want to, like, play with him. But Jasper is so human-oriented. He really just wants someone to throw a stick or a ball for him 24/7. So they don't tend to play together all that often, but they do get along. And then we have Nika, who is just, like, asleep on the bed here, like she is all the time. And she doesn't really care for Archie, but she mostly just ignores him. Every once in a while, she gets the zoomies, though, and then she'll, like, chase after him. And they'll play a little bit, but that's very rare. And Archie and our cat have a weird relationship. They're, like, best friends and also enemies. So Archie is just absolutely obsessed with Juniper. If he hears her, like, little bell on her collar or hears us say her name, he is just, like, alert. Like, where is she? And he chases her, but he doesn't realize that he's a big dog now. So he can be a little bit much for the size that Juniper is. So she will play with him and, like, jump out at him and, like, teases him a little bit. And then she will full-on just, like, go at him, like, leave me alone. So as you can imagine, this house is just chaos 24/7 with all the animals that are inside. As far as the animals outside, we've also seen some changes last fall. Before winter came, we ended up selling Amity and Lester, our two goats. We sold them to some family friends of Kyle's family. They're Dizzy J Farm. They're over in Wisconsin. They have a horse riding farm. I mean, they have tons of animals, lots of birds. They have a pig. They have a donkey. I think they have a cow now too, but they have a bunch of horses and some ponies. And they do, like, horseback riding for, like, teaching kids how to horseback ride. They do trail rides. It's a really cool farm. And they have a Facebook page, so you can look up Dizzy J Farm if you're interested in seeing more of that. But they were looking to add goats to their farm and were interested in having whatever offspring Amity and Lester had, because they are a breeding pair. And instead, we just said, well, she's probably already pregnant. Do you want both of them and whatever offspring they have? So we sold them mostly because it was just the right move for us. Wintering the two goats is not only a lot of work, but it also is a lot of money. And we just, like, aren't at a place in our life right now where we can, like, adequately care for high maintenance animals like goats, or really even afford them. So we weren't able to give them the kind of home that we wanted to give them. And knowing the owners of Dizzy J Farm, we felt really comfortable sending them there and knowing that they'll have a good life and that we can also see them in the future. So we've seen Amity and Lester since then. Actually, this spring we went to their farm for a painting class that was taught by Kyle's sister, Keely. And we got to see Amity's little babies. She had 4 babies this year. So they were teeny tiny. I mean, like, when she had a baby the previous year, it was just 1. And that goat was huge in comparison to these. Like, these goats, like, 5 months in will probably be the size of the one goat was. So these were teeny tiny little goats. They were absolutely adorable. So that was really fun to see them. No more goats, but we still have lots of birds. We have like 40-ish chickens right now. I say that because it's somewhere between 30 and 40, I think. But we've lost some and added some, so it's really hard to, like, keep track and count at this point. Like, at night when we put them away, we're like, okay, there's a handful of those kind, there's a handful of these. All right, I see that one and that one. All right, I think we're good. That's kind of, like, how we do our head count now. But yeah, lots of chickens. We are getting so many eggs. We're basically drowning in eggs now. I hadn't grabbed eggs from the coop in the past, like, day or two. So I went out there when I got home from work today, and I grabbed 32 eggs. So it's easy to say that we have more than we need. In addition to the chickens, we have some guinea hens. If you don't know what a guinea hen is, they're kind of, they look like footballs. Like, their body is a football. And then they have these long skinny necks and bald heads with, like, three hairs on them. And, like, a little horn. They're, like, bizarre looking. I'm gonna do a little, like, mini episode about guinea hens, because I think their history and how they are birds, how they are as birds, are just, like, really interesting. So I'll do a little branch off to explain about those in the future. And we also have a couple of ducks. They are the kind of ducks that look like mallard ducks. But we have two males, and they are Hootie is one and Blowfish is the other. And one of them was named Houdini when we picked up both of these ducks. And so for short, we started calling them Hootie, and Blowfish just made sense. So we have those two, and we've been having our eye out for female ducks, so that we can have, like, little baby ducklings and duck eggs around here, but we want them to be the same breed as our male ducks, so that if we want to sell ducks in the future, they're not a crossbreed. So that is just a little more difficult to find, but we have our eye out for ducks, and so you see any female ducks for sale, send them my way. And then we have a goose. His name is Gandalf. He is a gray Chinese goose. And that is an interesting story as well. I personally would not have bought a goose, but you see, I am engaged to a person who loves birds. So we went to this event, like, farmer's market kind of event called a chicken swap in Mattawa, Minnesota. Very bizarre. Just a bunch of trucks full of cages of birds all, like, backed up to each other. There's just, like, birds everywhere. Very interesting. But we went to that with, Kyle and I went to that with his sister and our niece, Axel, and we were just kind of looking for female ducks for our male ducks. They didn't happen to have any ducks there. And so we were leaving, and I decided to run into the convenience store that was right there and left Kyle alone, which was my first mistake. And then I came out from the convenience store and I could not find him. I'm, like, looking around. I don't see Kyle. I don't see Keely. And so I make my way back to the truck, and they're not there. So I turn around, and oh, that's just Kyle going downstairs. It, like, startled me. I forgot that he was home. But I turn around, and there's Kyle walking with his big old goose in his arms, just grinning from ear to ear. I think the photo is on our Instagram, so you should go check that out if you haven't seen it. But I was just like, what did you do? Why on earth would we need a male gray Chinese goose? Why? Luckily, this type of goose is known for being much friendlier than the Canadian geese that we are used to here in Minnesota. I know friends who have had Canadian geese chase them, and they're just, like, kind of aggressive birds. So having a goose around here made me very nervous. But Gandalf, he is a sweetheart. He's very nervous with people. He has like a special bond to Kyle where he gets much closer to Kyle. Him and Kyle like bow at each other because that's how like geese say hello. And he's just really fun to watch. We have like a little drop tank pool that the ducks and the goose swim around in and bathe in and play in. And they're just like super entertaining to watch. But that's basically his main purpose, is to entertain us. Since he is a male, we're not getting like goose eggs. And yeah, they're supposed to be like really great and protective for a flock, but I have a hard time seeing that as he's like scared of everything. So he's also really big and not very fast. So I'm not quite sure how he's going to be protective. But yes, we have a goose now. And there's lots of goose videos on our Instagram if you are interested in seeing him. What else? We have, well, I guess since I haven't had an episode since last fall, I started tattooing. Everyone knows who has listened to this before that I was apprenticing since September of 2019. And last year in October, I did my very first tattoo on myself. And then I had like my sisters and a few friends volunteer themselves to be tattooed by me. And now I'm just a couple months shy of tattooing for a whole year. So that has been going really great. I really love it. Most days are good days. It is a very challenging job from an artistic standpoint to dealing with the people side of things, and just like trying to be creative. And also I am technically, although I work at a shop, Benchmark, I am still like a small business owner. So all my like promoting of myself that I have to put in, like running the Instagram, which is honestly my least favorite part. Like, I really love tattooing, but I hate, like, keeping up on Instagram and trying to promote myself. That is, like, not the most fun part about it. But other than that, I really love it. It's been going really good. Our shop is crazy busy. I'm starting to get really busy, too. And I've gotten to do a lot of tattoos that I really enjoy doing. So it has been fantastic so far. And I'll probably dive into that more in later episodes too, because I know people always have tons of tattooing questions. So I think I'll probably do like a tattooing Q&A kind of thing for some basic questions down the line, and just to kind of talk about my journey. I'm definitely like not an expert in tattooing at this point. I feel like I'm very knowledgeable, but I also have less experience than like everyone else at my shop and a lot of other artists that I know, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know everything, or even that I'm some hot shot, because I'm not. But I do have some knowledge that I think if you're not, don't know a lot about tattooing or tattoos, that I'd be able to answer those questions pretty well. So I think that'd be a fun little episode to do down the line. House renovations have been going good around here. Always lots of projects. We're actually in the midst of doing some big things. So we had started our bathroom renovation and we're finally finishing that up. It like was at a standstill for a long time, mostly because of the cost of lumber with COVID stuff. The cost of lumber has been astronomical. So we had to put a lot of projects on hold because we simply couldn't afford it. But Kyle now found a guy who mills his own lumber and it's reasonably priced. And so we've been able to jump back into some of those projects. So we're just finishing up the bathroom project. We have really dove headfirst into our kitchen project. We've torn out walls. We're starting to tear up flooring. We have cabinets that are about to come out. So we have lots that have gone on down there. And I'll dive more into that in a separate episode as well. But it's kind of chaos in our house between the renovation projects in there, and then our dining room is holding all of our wedding stuff. Our wedding is coming up in September, and so lots of prep. It's like crunch time for that right now, like still collecting some RSVPs and just really doing all the final kind of steps for the wedding. So I'm really excited not only to marry Kyle, but also get all that crap out of my dining room so I can have my dining room back. And yeah, so that should be really good. And I'll definitely do an episode maybe about kind of like the prep into the wedding, but I don't really know if anyone wants to hear about that. I've also had like some bridal showers and whatnot, so maybe I'll talk about that a little bit, but it's all the same from wedding to wedding, so I don't know how interesting that will be. But post-wedding, I'll definitely do an episode talking about the day and how everything went and going over all of that. So you have that to look forward to if you're interested in that. Other than that, I mean, if it doesn't sound like we're busy, we definitely are. Things that we haven't been doing much of this year is gardening. That was like a big part of this podcast last year. This year, I just have had too much on my plate between starting and diving into a new career, having a puppy, and wedding prep, and other things that are in the works, that like home renovations and whatnot. Having a garden this year at the scale that I like to garden at just wasn't feasible. I could not handle it. It's also been an awful year for gardening, just hot and dry and just like not comfortable temperatures to be in the garden. So we've done some like flowers and stuff, and I have a couple tomato plants that I just like am trying to keep alive and not succeeding at very well. So I probably won't get much out of a garden this year. But also, I think that's going to save us some time this fall, because harvesting and canning and all of that happens around our wedding time. So it just didn't make sense to do a large-scale garden this year, which is a bummer. I miss it. We put in all this infrastructure to have a really nice large-scale garden this year. It just, like, it wasn't super feasible. So I have that to look forward to in upcoming years. And I think in order to get like the gardening fix for this podcast this year, I'm going to do some interviews and talk to some friends and stuff about their gardens this year, because I have some friends that are doing some awesome things in their gardens, and people who know a lot more than I do. So yeah, lots going on here. Like I said, if there are specific things that you want to hear about, please send them my way. I'm going to be posting this episode on the Smoky Acre Farm page and putting a prompt in there that you can send in your ideas or your questions, and I would love to hear them, what you want to hear from this podcast. I'm really excited to get this going. I've touched on a handful of things that I'm going to dive more into in the future here as far as episodes. So you can stay tuned for that. Sounds like Kyle's in the middle of a project right now. I just heard some tools or something going. But yeah, if you want to keep in touch with the podcast, Instagram is the best way to do that. Like I said, we have an email as well that you can send things to. Please like and subscribe to this podcast. Leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to, especially a 5-star review, is the best way to get this podcast out there for other people to hear. So I would greatly appreciate that. Plus, I just want to hear your feedback. Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. I'm so excited to get the Smoky Acre Farm podcast back up and running, and looking forward to more conversations with y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. All right, bye-bye.